essentially, I agree with Jack. Fees, as I understand them, our fees are among the lowest in communities our size. They are very almost even with Woodlake. And I think that, you know, the challenge we have is that we have an older community. It's going to be competitive to the extent that we are able to implement the master plan and provide services and amenities in the future. I understand there's the issue of finding not just one way, but multiple ways of raising funds to implement the master plan, and having come close on the vote twice, but not quite getting the 75% in order to implement the fee for buyers from outside when they come into the community. Hopefully that will go through at some point. But I think that in the future, what we have to sell in Brandonville is a community that that does offer services and amenities that make families, particularly young families, want to move here rather than to one of the newer communities that to some extent exists now and certainly will exist more in the future once the recession ends and building begins again.